You are listening to Business Day Spotlight.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to all our listeners. This is the Business Day Spotlight. It is our weekly podcast where we highlight some of the top trending business, economics, issues in and around the South Africa and the South African economy. And for today, we are just looking at the issue of, one of the things we've spoken a lot about is the issue of fintech and, how that is actually one of the ways that can actually drive the economy. And for today, we're going to be talking to the CEO of the Forest Foundation, that is Sunny Fisher, and he's going to be letting us know what's going on in the Eastern Cape, where they are based, where they've actually created a platform called KuchaX, which is a digital exchange platform that is looking at collaboration, investment, and participation in the South African economy. How are you, Sunny?
Very good, very good. Absolute pleasure to be here. Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us. I think just to perhaps get the discussion going, what is KuchaX? And what was sort of the rationale behind it? I think most of us know KuchaX as the industrial development zone that's there in Port Elizabeth. So how does that relate to, to that? Is there a relationship before we assume anything?
Yeah, indeed, there is. This is actually a joint venture. KuchaX is a joint venture between For Us and the KuchaX Development Corporation. What it is it's a platform for economic development. If you have a look at the history of KuchaX as an industrial development zone was a government initiative to drive economic development. But if you look at where the economy is going today, the future of South Africa is not in big manufacturing projects. So what KuchaX is, it's taking that concept of economic development but taking it digital. So what KuchaX is, if you like, it's a digital KuchaX. It's a platform where government, private business, entrepreneurs can all get together to drive economic development. Because to do true economic development and economic empowerment, you need to deliver three things, and that's what the For Us Foundation is all about. We deliver capital, education, and access to markets.
Yeah.
And you need to deliver all three to be able to empower people who are not involved in an economy. So what we did was we got together with the KuchaX Development Corporation, who are a state-owned enterprise, but do a lot more than just development on the industrial zone.
Yeah.
They're also a big partner to government in rolling out infrastructure. So, this is the our answer to the president's call for the fourth industrial revolution. So we've taken the digital technology of the fourth industrial revolution and we're combining it with local economic development to drive economic inclusion in South Africa.
Okay. So how does the actual mechanism work? Like how does, the platform and all of that, how does it?
So the key to economic development is money, right? And this is what this platform does. What we've done is we've issued a blockchain-based bond, and we're raising capital to lend to small businesses and farmers in the Eastern Cape. And all of this is being done on blockchain. So at the end of the day, we're providing loans, interest-free, and free banking to local communities. So, for example, we're in the process now of rolling this out in the Sunday River Valley here in the Eastern Cape, where everybody from the guys who pick the fruit to the farmers will all be on the same payment platform using blockchain. That's what drives this whole thing. So it's about money. Free banking and access to interest-free loans, because that's what it's going to take to get the economy going. Now, in places like America, 94% of small business loans are done through cooperatives. So what we've done is we've created a platform where we can provide capital to people who've never had access to it before. Because the hardest thing in the world is to get a loan if you've got a small business.
Yeah, that's true. That is very true. And what will be, and how are you hoping to judge the people that actually get access to some of these interest-free loans? Is there an adjudication process? Are people submitting business plans? How does it work?
No. So most of the finance we're providing is working capital finance, right?
Oh, okay.
Funding finance.
Okay.
We have a separate business model for that with crowdfunding.
Yeah.
But what we're talking about is not that. We're not talking about funding a few startups. We're talking about funding thousands of spouses, hundreds of thousands of farmers. And what this technology does is it allows us, instead of giving the spouse owner the cash loan, we give them a facility to buy at the wholesaler. So we give them a card with money on it that they can only spend on what it was intended for. And then we give them a phone with an app on it that they take payment on, digital payment. And that's how we get our money back. We take 3% of their turnover. So what we're able to do now is take the smallest spaza, even a hawk on the side of the road, and we can provide them with capital to grow their business. So what we do is we give them a device, we have a look at what turnover they're doing, what they're buying, and then as their business grows, we give them more finance. Most of this is done using artificial intelligence and is fully automated.
Okay, so this is like trade finance but made digital.
Exactly.
Okay. No. That's actually good to know. Now, there's something that I wanted to perhaps understand from you. When I was just reading up on the Kuche X platform, one of the things I read was there's this thing where they're talking about a radical collaboration between government, the private sector, and the established capital markets. What does that actually mean?
What that means is that we have created an instrument that can democratize private equity. If you have a look at the problem in South Africa, we have a massive shortage of capital. We talk about getting foreign direct investment, but that's a dream.
Yeah.
Investors are not flocking to come here by any stretch of the imagination. So what we've done is we've created a mechanism where listed companies, pension funds, etc., can invest their money with capital protection. And then alongside that, we have the ability for retail investors to invest alongside these institutions, all using the blockchain.
Yeah.
And so when we say established capital, and what we're doing is we're saying we need to attract the capital out there that's in the hands of South African businesses and South African traders, and we need to invest in our own country.
Yeah.
So what we've done is using crypto technology, right, going digital with money allows us to now take old capital and that uncaptured capital, put it together in an investment vehicle that can drive black economic empowerment, that can drive the emancipation. Because what we need is we need to be able to build up a capital base. You know, that's the real challenge. So it's quite a sophisticated mechanism that we've built to do all of this. A very sophisticated three-tier bond all built into the blockchain. I think we're pretty much the world leaders, and this is a project, you know, that's been 10 years in the making and is a global collaboration to make this possible. So what we've done is we've created a mechanism to raise money to finance spouses in agriculture because there is no capital.
Yeah.
The banks don't do it. The banks are only interested in micro-lending and insecured lending, and that's what's killing this country.
Okay, so we are on the line. We are with Sunny Fisher, who is the CEO of Forest Foundation. They have created a digital platform called the Kuche X, where they are giving trade finance to a number of small-scale farmers, giving them the ability to actually take advantage of economies of scale by purchasing product from wholesalers and the like. And they are based in the Nelson Mandela Bay. We're just going to take a quick break and then we'll be back after this.
The cryptocurrency revolution is a rabbit hole that goes deeper than just Bitcoin and blockchain. South Africa's revolutionary cryptocurrency investment platform, Revix, presents Beyond Bitcoin, your guide to the crypto future. Unpack the news, trends, and terminology live every Monday on The Gareth Cliff Show on cliffcentral.com. You can also download every episode on the Cliff Central app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. This is Business Day Spotlight. We are talking to a representative. We're talking to Kuga X, their founder, that is their CEO, that is Sunny Fisher from the Forest Foundation, just giving us some insights into some of the gaps that they're trying to fill. Just before the break, he was just telling us that one of the biggest problems accessing such finance from, the formal banks, for some of the small scale people is, formal lenders usually only want to give, microfinance or micro lending. And this is, one of the gaps that they are trying to fill. Now, Sunny, I just wanted to perhaps get your thoughts. I'm very interested in the fact that you guys are based in Nelson Mandela Bay, that's in Port Elizabeth. Why did you decide to have that sort of as your base, especially given the fact that technology, startups and the like seem to really be based a lot in Cape Town and in some cases up here in Johannesburg?
Well, I think it was fate that brought me here. I actually launched this business 10 years ago in Johannesburg, which is where I'm originally from. Then about 8 years ago, I moved to the US and set up operations in Atlanta and LA. And after that, I moved to the Caribbean, where we were in the process of rolling this out in one of the islands in St. Martin, which is where I lived for 2 years. And then Hurricane Irma hit, and I came back to South Africa, and the social grant tender was open again, I attended for that. So circumstance brought me back here. And then when I acquired a business here in Port Elizabeth, I started to spend more time here. And that's when I got to meet the people of the Eastern Cape. And what's happened is just unbelievable. I think the only place in the world where this could have happened is Nelson Mandela Bay. Because what we've got is we've got everybody here working together in true spirit of Ubuntu. We've got everybody from Kuga to business, to the universities, the taxi association. There's everybody in the community is working together to make this possible. What we're working on is turning Port Elizabeth into the first cashless city in Africa.
All right.
And we believe that will create a whole industry and revitalize the Eastern Cape.
So what sort of elements need to be in place to have this cashless, the first cashless city in Africa?
So what you need to do is you need to have ubiquity very quickly. So if you introduce a new payment type, so I was one of the original developers and investors in SnapScan.
Yeah.
One of the big challenges you have in getting a payment platform launched is you need to have enough merchants and enough customers in a very short space of time. Otherwise, people get frustrated.
Yeah.
If you walk into a shop and you're not sure whether your card's going to be accepted, you're going to be reluctant to use it.
Yeah.
So the nice thing about Port Elizabeth is it's like an island. So what we did here was we did two deals. We did a deal with the university, and we already do their student cards. We then did a deal with the Taxi Association, which is a unified industry in Port Elizabeth. So we now have 600,000 commuters, 50,000 students, and about 80% of the city. So that gives us the opportunity to become ubiquitous and to be able to pull this off. To get the rest of the city on is relatively easy.
Mm.
So that's what was so unique about this. And if you look at the geography of PE, there's just so much that makes this work. It's called the 10-minute city, it makes it easy to get ubiquity. You could never pull this off in Joburg or Cape Town. You could, and you can't have this working in a suburb. It has to work everywhere. So, the small community of Port Elizabeth, the things that they feel often excluded them from opportunities is now actually going to be the thing that makes it attractive and why it's going to work here.
I guess to
a very closely knit community with strong social structures.
Yeah.
So we're very involved with the churches and unions. And so P is a very, it's still a village in many ways.
Okay. No, that makes sense. Because what I was then going to ask is, who are your partners on the projects? Because I'm guessing to make the whole city cashless, you sort of have to have a number of different players all providing services that supplement the use of cash.
You are so right. One of our key partners and a strategic partner is Eccentric, who are South Africa's biggest payment processor.
Yeah.
They do the in-store payments for, I think it's about now 90,000 lanes throughout Africa. So the big supermarket chains, I would say, probably three times out of 10, you're using Eccentric when you process a payment.
Yeah.
So we've integrated with them, which gives us instant scale and the ability to access the entire payments ecosystem already.
Yeah.
So we're able to turn on a whole city immediately.
Okay.
We also have been working with Selga, because a key part of this is rolling this out at municipalities. And once you go digital, we then are able to take the next step and to go digital government, digital procurement. And part of what we're rolling out is a transparent procurement system for local government. So we need to rebuild the structures down on the ground. Once you have digital cash, it's like, I call it Uber for government. once nobody can steal anything, let's call it what it is.
Yeah.
With blockchain, you get that transparency. It just drives so many efficiencies. And if we don't get that right, we're not going to get anything right. But this was really Kucha X came together at a conference we held, I think it was last year, October, with the Canadian government and Selga on local economic development. And they put a call out to say, how do we make our municipalities ready for investment?
Mm.
And the truth is, without a platform like Kucha X, it's never going to happen.
Yeah.
Investors will not put money into things and have it disappear. People will not put money into things without offtake agreements. And there's just too many failures and everybody's had enough.
Yeah.
So what we've done is we've created a platform that gives investors transparency, where South African businesses, investors, pension funds can avoid this looming issue of prescribed assets. Because we do need to invest in our communities, but it mustn't be done as something that's going to cost us all money, because we're going to destroy value by giving the money to government.
Mm.
We need to take that money, put it into a blockchain finance solution, so that we can see that the money is being given to the right people. Because the reason I started this whole thing 10 years ago was I was working on the social grant distribution. And when I started this, social grants in South Africa were 75 billion. This year they're going to be 150 billion. In the next 5 years, we're going to spend 1 trillion rand on child support grants.
Oh, wow.
We're going to go bankrupt.
We're
going to go bankrupt. If we don't roll out this cashless system so that we can have our sandbox that we're running here in PE, our cashless system, we're saying must be backed by the South African Reserve Bank. We're issuing sovereign-backed, hopefully, if they approve, fiat-based cryptocurrency. So in other words, digital rands.
So like a stable coin.
So a stable. Linked to the rand, it's as good as a rand.
Okay,
and,
okay.
We're hoping, if you go have a look at the Kucha X sandbox on the website, you'll see we've put a proposal to the Reserve Bank to make this a sandbox where we can finally offer digital currency. Because then if you get the banks out of the need to trade money, we can actually get on with doing business. And if we don't put this in place, how are we going to ever take advantage of Africa and the opportunities? So we need digital money, we need a digital trading platform, and that's what Kucha X is.
So if I'm understanding you correctly, to interject there, Sunny, if I'm understanding what you're saying, we're basically saying that in the next maybe you can put a timeline for me in place, but I'm just imagining that in the next, let's say, 5 to 10 years, in Port Elizabeth, at least if we're just using where you are, someone on a social grant, for example, will have their, let's say, their SASSA card, and they will have the digital currency loaded on every month, and they can take that card and transact digitally with merchants, taxis, education providers, retailers, and the like, all in Port Elizabeth, spouses.
And the big thing is local merchants, because you don't need cell phone connectivity. So they can have value on their card, and they can use it in the most remote area. So you can replace cash because it's accessible everywhere.
It actually sounds like quite an interesting plan to do. And we hope that you're gonna, you know, perhaps get to this particular goal, because it's an interesting one. So I guess for the future, what are some of the milestones that people should be looking out for, at least in the next 12 to 18 months?
So our objective is to get to 100 million people within the next 12 months. This Eastern Cape is the start of it, but we also have, as I mentioned, I was in the US for a couple of years. I also spent the last year in Asia. So we have people all over the world ready to trade in this digital currency. So we will be a free competitor to Visa and MasterCard, and we will be global. This PE project is just the lighting the fire. We have the 100 million people already signed up through large member organizations. We're now in the process of rolling it out.
I was actually going to ask, how many users do you have at the moment?
And so in the U.S., we've partnered with some of the large African-American church communities, because in the U.S., the African-American community are also financially excluded.
Yeah.
So we're working with them. That's 15 million people.
Yeah.
We have partners in Vietnam, Thailand, Cambodia, Sri Lanka. And, you know, those are hundreds of millions of people. And everybody has the same need. They need access to free banking, the ability to send money home if they're working abroad, and they need access to finance, and then the tools to make sure that that money that they borrow makes money.
And so how big is the...
That's 10 years in the making.
Okay. I was just going to ask now, how big is, because you've talked about the 100 million, you've talked about the different constituencies of people that you're trying to get in Asia, in the States, and South Africa, and then I guess beyond all of that. But how big is the financial opportunity that you've identified?
Well, the financial opportunity is massive. If you have a network of 100 million people who are doing business with each other, who can pay each other instantly, trade goods and services on a network, you're bigger than the biggest bank in America. JP Morgan Chase has 100 million customers. Absa only has 10 million customers. So, you know, you're talking in a different scale. I think it's going to be really interesting. I think this is the big fintech opportunity. And because our platform is free and open to everybody, our objective really is to be the Android of banking.
I like that. I like that a lot. So I guess...
If PayPal and Google had a baby, it would be for us.
If what?
PayPal and Google had a baby.
Ah, I like that. If PayPal and Google had a baby, then it would be Kuha X.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. No. Thank you so much. So that's been us. We've been on the line with Sunny Fisher, who is the CEO of the Forest Foundation, telling us about the Kuha X platform, which is a trade finance platform and a digital currency that they are hoping to roll out. They already have about 100 million people so far registered through some of their partner organizations, and they're in the process of trying to roll out to that particular user base. He said that in the next 12 months they should be serving that 100 million. And he says, you know, this is my favorite line out of everything, that they want to be the Android of, is it financial services?
There we go.
Yes, they want to be the Android of financial services. And he said if Google and PayPal had a baby, then it would be them, because they're looking at how to make deal flow cashless. They're looking at instant payments. And one of their biggest goals at the moment is turning Port Elizabeth into the first cashless city in Africa. Sunny, for people that want to engage with you, perhaps get on the platforms, get on as partners, maybe you want to do business with you, how can they perhaps get in touch with you or find you guys online?
I'll tell you what, we're actually calling out at the moment to Mavens. And Mavens are people who get this and are going to take it to their communities. We have 2,500 spaces for Mavens, although we're them signing up every day. We have professors, doctors, some of the smartest sustainability experts, payments experts around the world who are all investing $1,000 to create this crowdfunding platform where we can have some experts who, what we want to do is when we identify development projects, we want to take them from identification to funding or not funding within 30 days.
Mm.
At the moment, the average for this province is 1,000 days.
Yeah, that's a lot.
So we're looking for Mavens who want to invest some money and get involved in this fourth industrial revolution. So you can go to the forusfoundation.com/Mavens, or you can even go to the kuchex.com/Mavens. Have a look there. So if people want to get involved, our YouTube channel, the For Us channel, is amazing. There's lots of content. We've got great podcasts that explain all of this.
Yeah.
And this can become an opportunity for fintech in South Africa. I actually put a challenge out to the Banksita, because I did training with Banksita, helping to digitize the banks. I'm putting a challenge out there to the big five banks. Come and join the platform so that we can take the employees into the digital world, so we can become, as South Africa, the leader in blockchain payments.
Mm.
The Reserve Bank is leading the world. We need the industry to come alongside it and let us take charge, so we don't worry about closing down branches, but rather we take our technology to the world. It's a massive opportunity. Go and check it out.
That's actually, you know, quite cool and quite excellent. Just as a parting point, how much have you been able to raise on your crowdfunding platform now?
We've raised, I think, about 14 million.
Is that US or rand?
Is the latest tally off the top of my head. I haven't checked today.
Okay.
But you're right, it's going really great. And the quality of the Mavens that we're getting is just unbelievable. We even have students who're signing up. And everybody who signs up gets 67 Mahala X tokens, which is our equity token.
Yeah.
So it's a good investment as well. That's worth 15,000 rand today. Last year, it was worth, I think, about $30.
Oh, wow. If I can just confirm, you said the 14 million, is that US or rands?
That's rands.
That's rands. Okay, cool. So they have raised 14 million rand on their platform, their crowdfunding. They're hoping to reduce the time it takes to fund a particular project. He said in that area, the average is about 1,000 days. And if anyone understands days, 1,000, that's almost 3 years. So it's,
that's right.
So
it took me nearly 10 years.
So that's been us. Thank you so much to Sunny Fisher, CEO of the For Us Foundation, telling us about KuchaX and all their various projects. You can get in touch with them. He gave us all their social media platforms together with their YouTube channel, where they explain a lot of what they are doing. So that's been it for today's episode of the Business Day Spotlight. Remember that you can find our latest podcast on Business Live under the podcast Business Day Spotlight tab. And then you can also share, like, subscribe with anyone who might be interested in this particular topic on Twitter. Our hashtag is #BDSpotlight. Remember that you can also review and subscribe for free on iono.fm, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Pocket Casts, or wherever you choose to get your pods casted. Thank you to our amazing team. Our producer is Paige Muller. My name is Mudiwa Gavaza, and this has been our Business Day Spotlight. Remember that we are a multimedia live production. So for myself and the rest of the team, it's good evening, good afternoon, and good morning.